Alright gentlemen, let's get real for a sec. Ever wake up feeling like you're already running behind? Like that little voice in your head is whispering doubts and anxieties before you even finish your coffee? That's your inner critic, and trust me, it's got a serious case of the Mondays, every day. But what if I told you there's a way to silence that nagging voice and build a foundation of self-confidence so strong, it could rival the Empire State Building? That's what we're tackling today on Stoic Morning. Practical tools to shut down your inner critic and unleash your full potential. Now, before we dive in, let me tell you, this isn't about becoming some emotionless robot who never feels anything. We're talking about learning to navigate those negative thoughts with wisdom and grace, so they don't hijack your day and steal your joy. Think of it like training a grumpy old dog. You gotta understand its triggers, redirect its energy, and teach it some new tricks. Here's the deal, your inner critic thrives on fear. It loves to highlight your imperfections, compare you to others, and paint a bleak picture of what could go wrong. But remember, fear is a liar. It distorts reality and amplifies every perceived threat. So, first things first, acknowledge those critical thoughts without letting them consume you. Recognize them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Number two, cultivate self-compassion. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone stumbles. What matters is how you get back up. Thirdly, focus on your strengths. We tend to dwell on our weaknesses while ignoring our talents and accomplishments. Make a conscious effort to celebrate your wins, big or small. Keep a journal, share your successes with loved ones, and remind yourself of the amazing things you're capable of. Next up, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting your focus to what you already have can be incredibly powerful. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your relationships, even a sunny morning. Cultivating gratitude helps silence that nagging voice of negativity and fills your heart with positivity. Finally, remember that progress over perfection is the name of the game. Don't expect to become an overnight stoic warrior. This journey is about consistent effort, self-reflection, and learning from every experience. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep moving forward, one step at a time. Ever felt like you're on a constant treadmill of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you achieve something, but instead of basking in the glow of success, your inner critic pops up and says, "Yeah, but could have done better." That's what I mean about fear, it magnifies every perceived shortcoming. Let me share a story with you. A few years back, I was invited to speak at a major conference. I'd prepared meticulously, practiced my speech countless times, even visualized the whole thing going flawlessly. But when it came time to deliver, I stumbled over words, felt my heart racing, and suddenly, that inner critic was screaming louder than ever. I thought, this is a disaster. But then, I remembered something. This wasn't about perfection, it was about sharing my message and connecting with the audience. So, I took a deep breath, focused on the people in front of me, and just kept going. The truth is, despite those initial butterflies, the speech went well. The audience responded positively, and afterwards, several people came up to me saying how much they appreciated my insights. That's when it hit me. Even though I had moments of self-doubt, I still managed to deliver value. And you know what? That experience taught me a powerful lesson about silencing that inner critic. It's not about eliminating those thoughts entirely, it's about choosing how to respond to them. So, gentlemen, take this message with you today. You are capable of incredible things. Don't let the voice in your head hold you back from pursuing your dreams, sharing your talents, and living a life filled with purpose and meaning. Remember those five key takeaways. Acknowledge those thoughts, practice self-compassion, focus on your strengths, cultivate gratitude, and prioritize progress over perfection. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. Let's build each other up, one conversation at a time. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.